Some of us have financial struggles.
有些我们在财务上有些问题。
Or we have members in our family that are not Christian.
也有我们家庭中还有一些还没有接受你的。
Father, we bring all of these needs up to you.
天父，我们把这一切的需求都放在你的面前。
We ask that your loving arms would embrace those we love.
愿你慈爱的膀臂能够环抱着我们。
And that you will heal the sick.
你对病痛的，你能够真的是医治。
You would encourage the depressed.
对那些心情沮丧的，你能够真的是激励他们。
You would provide resources for those that are struggling financially.
在财务上或金钱上我们有困难的，求你真的是充分的供应。
You would give direction for those that have questions about their future.
你请你也真的是帮助我们，让我们指引我们，对我们不知道未来要怎么样的时候，给我们一个明确的方向。
But more importantly than that, we will be a people of love.
但是最重要的是，我们是要有爱。
People of hope.
我们有望。
And people of faith.
我们有信心。
And so we ask.Lord, that you will continue to help us to walk by the power of your Holy Spirit.
所以我们求主真的是靠着圣灵的大能带领我们走前面的道路。
And oh Lord, please bring us back together again soon, so we can be face to face.
天父也求你能够让我们能够很快的能够在自己面对面的我们能够聚集在一起。
Be with those that are suffering from.Anything that is related to the COVID-19.
也帮助你求主主帮助那些他们因为这肺炎的关系而受到一些损害。
And we ask that you will help those who get vaccinated soon to protect them.
我们也求主真的帮助我们都能够很快的能够得到疫苗。
Give us a power of love and not fear.
让我们真的是有得到从爱来里面得到能力。
We ask all of this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们对这一切，我们都是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning.
这个早，今天早上。
We are going to talk about service.
我们要讲到说服事这个问题。
And I want to thank my brother in Christ for helping me this morning. 谢谢。
我能够有这个机会帮助汤姆斯，谢谢。
In the English service,
在英文堂敬拜的时候
，this past year，
在过去的一年当中
，we've been talking about what it means to be a disciple。
我们曾经讲到说，怎么样才能够成为主的门徒
？What it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ？
我对我们说，我们要跟从基督，这到底是什么意思？
And we've looked at three different parts of being a disciple. Three.
我们从三个方面来看那个门徒应当怎么做。
The first one, we looked at the beliefs of a disciple.
第一个我们要看就是门徒们他们所相信的是什么。
Who is God? The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Bible.
讲到说神是怎么样的神，也讲到圣灵，也讲到耶稣，也讲到圣经。
And then secondly, we looked at the virtues of the Christian faith, like love, joy, and peace.
其实我们就看到说基督徒应当有的个性，就是说那个爱
joy and peace,
喜乐以及和平。
And then.Now we've been looking at the practices of the Christian faith, like prayer, fasting, and today service.
那最后我们就来看一个信徒，就是一个门徒，他们所需要真正要行出来的事情，就是有祷告 prayer and
fasting and service.
然后还有就是我们禁食，还有我们的服事。
And in John chapter 13,
在约翰福音第十三章。
In verses 1-5,
在第一到第五节
we see the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
我们看到关于耶稣为门徒洗脚这件事情的记载。
So we'll look at these five verses this morning.
我们来看这五节的经文。
I'll read in English and then in Chinese.
先念英文，然后再用中文念一遍。
Starting in John 13, verse 1, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it.
约翰福音十三章第一节开始。
Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from the supper, laid his garments, taking a towel, and girded himself about. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
约翰福音第十三章第一节到第五节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿了一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So we see here in the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
So we see here in the story of
Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Chapter 10, verse 45, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
我们在马可福音第十章四十五节这里提到说，因为耶稣来，人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，而且为要舍命做多人的赎价。
Now, it's very important in this story that we realize what God is trying to tell us.
所以我们很重要的，我们要了解到，在这一段经文当中，神到底要告诉我们些什么事情。
You see, Jesus didn't just tell us about love. He showed us about love.
耶稣不只是告诉我们关于爱，他同时也真的是行出来，看到什么是爱。
Now, why did Jesus wash the disciples' feet?
为什么耶稣要洗门徒的脚呢？
Well, there was three reasons.
那里有三个主要的原因。
Number one, Jesus washed the disciples' feet because they were dirty.
第一个，耶稣为什么洗门徒的脚呢？因为他们的脚脏了。
If they were dirty, he wouldn't have washed the disciples' feet.
如果他们不脏的话，就不需要洗他们的脚。
My wife and I, as you know, we spent about 13 years in Asia as missionaries in three different countries.
我和师母，你们知道我们在亚洲做了13年的宣道工作。
And I love having meals together with the people in those countries.
我很喜欢跟在这些国家的那个人们一起来吃饭用餐。
And every time we went into many, many homes in the village areas,
有的时候我们到很多很多不同的家庭，在各种不同的村庄里面、村落里面。
We would go to some, you know, mostly poor families.
我们到了很多很多不同的地方。
And we would sit on the floor to have dinner.
因为他们并不有钱，所以我们通常都坐在地上一起来用餐。
We would take our shoes off at the door.
我们在门口的时候就把鞋子给脱了。
Or in some very warm countries, we would take our sandals off at the door.
在很比较热的地方，我们就是把我们的凉鞋给脱了。
And in some countries, they would give us some perfume to put on our bodies.
在有些地方，他们会把一些香水洒在我们的手上。
Because we were smelling not too pleasant.
因为当时在那个地方的气味并不是很好闻。
And so then we would sit on the floor, and sometimes we would rest on our elbow, or we would just sit with our legs crossed.
我们就坐在地上，有的时候我们是用我们的手臂撑着我们，或者有的时候我们就把两条腿给缠起来。
And so this is how it was back then with the Passover celebration.
这个就是像以前在逾越节的情况是很类似的。
People were not sitting in a chair. They were on the ground leaning, and the feet was very close to each other, and the feet was very close to the food.
人们不是坐在椅子上，他们是斜躺在地上，他们的脚也就是跟你坐在邻座的人是非常非常接近的。
So when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, because they were dirty.
所以耶稣要为门徒洗脚，因为他们的脚是脏的。
And also, if the feet are dirty, there's room for infection.
要把那个脏的洗掉，因为这可能也会造成一些感染。
Your foot might hit a rock and you might get a cut. So by cleaning the feet, you could make sure that there was no infection.
所以在走路的时候，可能脚不小心碰到了石头，就有一些割伤。那洗了以后也能够阻止发炎的问题。
So we must, before we go any farther, we must remember that this act was a very kind act.
所以我们必须要记得，这样的洗脚的行为是一个非常非常有仁爱、有爱心的一个行为。
Jesus was very aware of everybody's needs.
耶稣他非常清楚每一个人他们的需要是什么。
He was very sensitive of everyone's needs.
他对每一个人的需要是非常非常的敏感的。
Just like mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, you are very aware of your children's needs.
就像是父母或是祖父祖母对每一个孩子他们所需要的都非常非常的知道。
You want to be sure your children are clean and they are well fed and protected.
他们要很密切的注意，就是他们的孩子都能够得到很好的保护。
This is your responsibility.
这是他们的责任所在。
And it was the same with Jesus.
耶稣也是同样的情况。
Now you notice that Jesus' response was not to complain.
我们看到耶稣他的反应并不是在那里抱怨。
Jesus was not a complainer.
耶稣不是一个喜欢抱怨的人。
Jesus saw a need and then tried to solve the problem and meet the need.
耶稣看到有需要，他就针对这个需要找出一些解决的方式。
It says here in the text that Jesus rose up from the supper. He was sitting down and he got up.
这里讲到说耶稣他真的是卷起他的袖子来做一些事情。
Now, let's stop there.
让我们就暂时停在那个地方。
He could have lectured all of the disciples. He could have gave them, you know, a very stern rebuke.
他可以给教训，在这个时候特别的教训一下门徒。
He could have said, why didn't you wash my feet, or why didn't you, somebody here, why didn't you wash our feet?
他可以在这个时候趁机会跟门徒说，为什么你们不帮我洗脚呢？
They knew what to do.
他们知道该怎么做。
But they didn't do it.
但他们就是没做。
You see, back then, anytime you had dinner with somebody, the servant girl or boy, whatever, whoever it was, the lowest person,They would be responsible to wash the guests' feet.
在当时在吃饭的时候，通常都是仆人就是会开始就洗他们的脚。
And but there wasn't any servant there.
但是那个时候没有任何的仆人。
And so somebody still had to do it.
所以应该叫总是该有人要做这件事情的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the feet were still dirty.
因为脚是脏的。
So Jesus could have gotten angry at the disciples.
所以耶稣可以趁这个机会，他甚至可以生气，对他的门徒生气。
He could have complained to them.
他可以向他们抱怨。
Or maybe he could have just said something like, why didn't you bring a servant person here? You knew we were going to have dinner. Why didn't you bring somebody here to wash our feet?
他甚至可以说，你们为什么不没有想到说就找一位仆人来？你们知道我们要吃晚餐，就找一个仆人来洗我们的脚。
You see, but Jesus didn't complain about anything, and he didn't get mad at them.
所以耶稣他没有抱怨，他也没有因为这样而生气。
He got up.
他起来。
He grabbed a water.
他拿起。水来
He poured it into a basin.
他把它倒在盆子里
He grabbed a towel.
他拿了一条手巾。
He girded himself with the towel.
他把它放在肩上。
And then he began to stoop down on the knee and began to wash the disciples' feet.
他然后跪下来就开始洗门徒的脚。
And you see, this act was a parable. It wasn't just a story, but he was trying to teach something.
所以我们看到 这件事情，他似乎也就是一个比喻，他趁着 这个机会 来教导门徒一些事情。
You see, Jesus rose from supper.
耶稣他在那个晚餐中他站起身来。
And Jesus also rose up from the grave.
他以后他也同样的从坟墓当中起出来。
And Jesus took a towel.
他拿了一条毛巾。
And also Jesus took the form of a servant.
他就是成了一个仆人的样式。
Jesus poured water into the basin, the container.
耶稣把水倒在盆子里。
And Jesus also poured his blood out for us.
后来耶稣同样的把他的血流出来倒出来。
Jesus, after washing the disciples' feet, he sat down again.
他 当然洗完了门徒脚之后，他再次的坐下来。
Next to his disciples.
他在他的门徒的旁边。
And after Jesus rose up from the grave, he sat down at the right hand of the Father.
当耶稣从死里复活，他在父神的右边坐下来。
You see, Jesus...was being kind.
所以我们看到耶稣是蛮有恩慈的。
He was being sensitive.
他也对人的需要非常的敏感。
But he was also telling us what it meant for him to come down to earth and to go back to heaven.
同样的他也告诉我们他为什么要到这个世上来。
So let's remember the kindness of Christ.
所以我们可以 要记得神对我们的恩慈。
So when you serve, do it with a joyful spirit, not with anger or with complaining.
当我们在服事的时候，我们要以欢喜快乐的心来服事，而不是抱怨或者甚至生气。
You see a problem, you be the answer. I will be the answer. Together, we will be the answer.
当我们看到有一些问题需要解决的时候，我就是这个答案，你也就是这个答案，我们在一起就是这个答案。
I have to remind myself all the time not to blame other people in my family or whatever. Don't think about whose fault it is. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You just serve and solve the problem.
这也提醒我说，我们有的时候看到一些问题，不管是在家中，在外面，这个。并不要去找，一定要找出来到底是谁的错，而是我们就来解决这个问题。
So Jesus washed the disciples' feet because they were dirty.
所以耶稣就来洗门徒的脚，因为他们的脚是脏的。
Jesus washed the disciples' feet because nobody else was doing it.
耶稣洗门徒的脚，因为没有其他的人要洗门徒的脚。
And finally, Jesus washed the disciples' feet to be an example for us to follow.
在最重要的就是耶稣洗门徒的脚是为我们设立了一个榜样。
And if you look again in John chapter 13,
如果我们再看另外一节经文，在约翰福音十三章，
you can look at verse 14 and 15.
我们可以看第十四到第十五节。
It says, if then the Lord, I'll read it in English first, John chapter 13, we'll read verses 14 and 15 in your Bible. Please turn to it.
先念用英文念，在约翰福音十三章十四到十五节。
If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I did to you.
约翰福音十三章十四到十五节，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
You see, this was one of the last words that Jesus shared before he died.
记得这一段话是几乎是最后的几句话当中之一，在耶稣上十字架之前。
Soon he was going to leave the earth.
很快的他就要离开了。
This was the last supper.
这是最后的晚餐。
The last meal he was going to have on earth.
也是最后他在世上最后的一餐。
He was going after this. He went to the garden, then he went to the cross, and then he went to the grave. The garden, the cross, and the grave.
在这个之后，他就到了园子当中。之后他就上了十字架。之后他就进了坟墓。
Now you know when you are about to leave, sometimes you say the most important thing, right?
我们知道，当我们常常是在要离去之前，我们所说的话是最重要的话。
You remember, you know, maybe when your kids are ready to go to college, maybe you told them some words right before they left to go to school.
像我们的孩子，他们要离开家去上大学的时候，我们会告诉他们一些事情，最后的一些最重要的事情。
You had some very important advice.
你有很多很多很重要的教导。
Maybe when they got married, you gave them some important advice.
当他们要结婚的时候，你也会给他们一些很重要的教导。
Maybe when your children left home, they said something very special to you, and you still remember it.
或者说你孩子在离家之前对你讲的一些话，你到今天都还记得很清楚。
Maybe your grandparent or your grandfather, before they died, and they were on the bed, you said, I love you. Maybe you never said that before, but they were dying.And you wanted to say something very important because it may be the last thing you said to them.
也许在祖父母在过世之前躺在床上，你对他说“我爱你”。也许这句话你从来在他有生的时候没有讲过，可是在最后你却讲了这句话。
I remember in one country, very far away from my family, my father was dying.
我记得我有一次，就是当我父亲在快要去世的时候，我是在很远的地方。
He had One week, two weeks to live.
在一星期之前。
And so I got into an airplane to fly back to America.
所以我就坐了飞机回到美国。
But I didn't make it in time. He had already died.
但是我赶不及了，他已经过世了。
And I was very sad.
我非常的伤心。
Because I never got to tell him how much I loved him.
因为我没有机会告诉他我有多么的爱他。
But someday I will see him in heaven.
但是有一天我们会再见面。
And I will tell him that.
我会告诉他。
If you lost part of your family,
如果你家庭中有人他们离开了。
You will see them again.
你会再见到他们。
So, Jesus here is doing something very important.
所以耶稣在这里做了一件非常重要的事。
Telling them something very special.
告诉他们一个非常特别的事情。
And that's leadership is about serving others.
做一个带领的人，做一个领头的人，最重要的就是要服侍。
Don't ever forget that.
永远不要忘记这一点。
So, if I asked you a question,
如果我问你一个问题，
What does it mean to be a Christian?
做一个基督徒到底是什么意思？
What would you say?
你会怎么说呢？
I want you to take 30 seconds right now.
我希望你能够用大概半分钟的时间
And think about what it means to be a Christian.
想一想，做一个基督徒，它的意义到底是什么？
Ask the person next to you. It's okay, it's okay. We'll take just a few seconds here. Ask the person next to you, wherever you are, what is a Christian?
可以跟你在现在在你旁边的人，不管你们在什么地方，就问一下到底。
What is the first thing that comes to your mind?
到底是问这个问题，到底是你心里怎么样的想？
Okay, a few more seconds. Think about that question right now.
还有一点点时间，
What is a Christian?
思想一下，到底基督徒的意义是什么？
Maybe your answer was to a Christian is someone who follows Christ.
也许你的答案是基督徒就是跟随基督的人。
Maybe your answer was a Christian is someone who submits to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
也许做个基督徒的意思就是你真的是把你自己完全交给耶稣基督。
But where does God first define a Christian in the New Testament? Where?
在新约圣经里面，神那神怎么样的第一次的来定义什么叫做基督徒
？Turn to the first chapter of John.
我们翻到约翰福音的第一章
，verse 12，
第十二节。
John 1:12.
约翰福音一章十二节。
I'll read it in 13. I'll read it in English and then in Chinese.
先念英文，再念中文。
Verse 12 of chapter 1. But as many received him.To them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
You see, being a Christian, first and foremost,is being a child of God.
所以我们看到做一个基督徒最重要的就是做神的儿女。
We are part of God's family.
我们是神家中的一员。
We were once only God's creation. We were only God's creation, but we were not his children.
我们曾经就是是我们曾经是神所造的，没有错，可是我们还不是神的儿女。
God only becomes...Our Father, when we receive Him, and then He becomes our Father.
一直到我们愿意接受神的时候，神才成为我们的父亲。
You see, in verse 12, but as many has received Him, He gave the right to become children of God.
所以在十二章十二节说，要接待他信他名的人才能够做他的儿女。
So, why am I showing you this scripture? Why?
为什么我要把这一节经文告诉大家呢
？Because we have to remember when we talk about service, we have to talk about service as part of three ideas. Part of three ideas.
所以我们讲这个经文，就是我们讲到服事。那服事必须包括下面三件事情。
And those three ideas are salvation.
这三件事情就是第一个救恩
，sanctification.
第二个就是成圣。
And then service.
然后就是服事。
You see, we are first saved.
首先我们是被已经被救赎了。
So we can become a child of God.
所以我们能够成为神的儿女。
And then after we are saved, God wants us to grow in our morality, in our behavior, in our character.
所以当我们得救之后神就叫我们继续成长在我们不管在我们的道德方面在我们的个性方面等等都要成长
He wants us to be people that are kind and loving
他要我们成为有恩慈有爱心有怜悯的人
And then number three he wants us to serve
然后第三就是要我们能够服事
You see Jesus says Come follow me and I will make you fishers of men comeFollow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣说，你们来跟从我，我就成为你们，要得人如得鱼。
Coming,
来
growing,
成长
going,
然后走出去。
Coming, growing, going,
来成长，然后走出去。
This is a disciple.
这就是门徒。
And we see all three here at the supper.
我们看到这所有的三点就在这个最后的晚，就在最后晚餐之中。
They came to Jesus.
他们来到耶稣面前。
Jesus was kind and taught them about kindness.
然后耶稣是如此的恩慈，也同时也教导他们什么叫爱和恩慈。
And then after he rose from the dead, he said, "Now go and make disciples."
而当他从死里复活以后，他说：“你们去，使万民做我的门徒。”
The order is very, very important. The order is very important.
这样的顺序是非常非常的重要的。
You see, if we get our service before our salvation,
如果我们先服侍之后才得救的话，
then we work for our salvation.
那我们只是用想要用我们的行为，用我们的工作来得到这个救恩。
And some religions say that if you do more good things than bad things, you will go to heaven. If you got at the end of your life, you do all of these good things, and then it outweighs the bad things, you will go to heaven.
所以有些宗教的信仰是说，你必须要多做好事，让你的好做的好事超过了你做的不好的事情，那么有一天你就能够上天堂。
The Bible says you can never be good enough because God is perfect. The only way you can get to heaven is to be perfect.
所以在圣经里面讲的不一样，是说我们永远都不能够作为的非常的完好，因为我们都是不完整的。
It's not what you do, it's what God has done. It's not what you do, it's what God has done.
不是我们能做什么，而是神能做什么。
And you, so to be a Christian, first and foremost is to be part of God's family.
所以作为一个基督徒最重要的首要的就是我们能够成为神家里的一员。
So we must, number one, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Repent and believe.
所以第一点，我们必须要接受耶稣基督为救主。
And number two, choose the narrow way. Choose the way of holiness.
所以第二点就是我们要接受主，接受他的圣洁。
You see, in this
life, 要选择主，对不起，选择主。
Yes. You see, in this life, there are three powers of darkness that want to hurt you.
在这个世界上有三个黑暗的势力，我们要注意到。
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
就是这个讲到这个世界，讲到我们的肉体和讲到这个撒旦魔鬼。
The world is asking you a question, and that question, or the world is telling you how to spend your time, and how to spend your money, and how to and what your value system is. Your time, your money, and your value system.
这个世界常常要告诉我们要怎么样来看我们所需要的我们的时间我们的金钱所在以及。
And God wants you to spend your time and your money, and He wants your beliefs to come from the Word, not from the worldliness.
所以神要我们的价值观在金钱、在时间方面要看神的话是怎么讲，而不是看这个世界的标准是什么。
So we have two choices.
所以我们有一个选择性。
You see, you make your decisions.And then your decisions make you. I don't know how that translates, but you make your decisions, and then your decisions make you.
我们常常是我们自己做了一个决定，而结果这个决定就决定了我们自己要怎么做。
Okay, great. So we have to be careful, right? What decisions we make.
所以我们在做决定的时候必须非常非常的小心。
So look to the Word of God. Don't look to the world. Look to the Word.
所以我们要看神的话，而不要看这个世界。
In the countries that we have been in, many places we went, there was no electricity at all.
我以前去的许多的地方和国家，很多地方他们并没有电力，并没有电。
Often we just had a flashlight, and we had to walk by a flashlight.
我们常常只有一个手电筒，就是靠手电筒来看到。
And when you see the flashlight,You can only see a little bit in front of you, not very far.
所以用手电筒的时候，我们只能看到一小部分，而没有办法看到很远的地方。
In Psalm 119, it says that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
所以在诗篇里面说，这个神是我们脚前的灯，是路上的光。
It like a lamp, or like a, it only shows you a little bit around you, but it's very important that you take one step at a time.
就像这个小的灯火只能让我们看到前面的一小部分，可是很重要的是我们就跟着它一步一步的走。
How do you be holy?
你怎么样能够成为圣洁呢？
How do you be pure?
怎么样能够成为非常的纯洁呢？
How do you be loving?
你怎么样能够有爱呢？
Humble?
能够谦卑呢？
Kind?
能够有恩慈呢？
Faithful?
能够蛮有信心蛮有信心呢？
One decision at a time.
我们每一次就做一个决定。
And this will guide every decision.
然后跟着圣经就帮助我们做每一个决定。
Memorize the word.
我们要能够背诵这些圣经的经文。
Meditate on the word.
我们能够静静的真的在神的面前思考这些经文。
Practice the word.
我们真的是把这些经文行出来。
Talk about the word.
我们讲述这些经文。
Live the word.
我们活在这些经文里面。
You see, because following Jesus is living like Jesus.
我们说跟随基督耶稣基督，也就是活在耶稣基督里面。
There's a lot of people who believe in Jesus.
有许多人他们相信耶稣。
He's a nice teacher.
他们可能是很好的老师。
They think he's a wonderful person.
看起来是个非常好的人。
But they don't do what he says.
但他们没有照着他们所说的去做。
So, being like Jesus or following Jesus is living like Jesus.
所以我们要学的像耶稣，要跟随耶稣，就是要活在耶稣里面。
So, don't look at the world, number one. Don't look at your flesh.
我们在这个世界上不要只看到我们的肉体的需求。
And in James, it talks about that your sinful, we won't turn to it, but your sinful desires will take you away from the truth.
所以在那个雅各书里面讲到，我们自己的那些那个肉体的情欲会把我们从世界上。
These forbidden desires.
这一些不好的情欲。
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
就好像是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
So be careful against the world.Be careful against the flesh and be careful of the devil.
所以我们对于肉体的情欲、眼目的情绪、今生的骄傲都要非常非常的警戒。
You see, the devil is like a rat.
所以那个蛇就像一个那个撒旦魔鬼就像一个蛇。
When we were in one country,
在我们去过的一个国家
，we were sitting in the park on a bench.
我们是坐在一个椅子上面。
And then behind us.There was a garbage containers.
在我们后面有一个很大的垃圾桶。
And I could see out of the corner of my eye, there were rats going in and out of the garbage container.
我们在这个垃圾桶附近看到有许许多多的老鼠跑来跑去。
So we got up and we ran away.
我们立刻就站起身来就跑了。
You see, rats are attracted to garbage.
所以我们看到说，垃圾可以吸引老鼠来。
Satan is attracted to garbage.
那撒旦同样的也会被垃圾吸引过来。
He watches you.
他一直在看着。
He knows your weaknesses.
他知道你的软弱地方是什么。
Whatever those weaknesses are.
不管这个软弱是在哪一方面的。
Maybe it's money.
也许在金钱方面
Maybe it's relationships.
也许是人际关系
Maybe it's drinking.
也许是酗酒的问题
Whatever it is, he watches you.
不管是什么他一直在观察着你
and then like a rat, he tempts you in those areas.
然后就像只老鼠一样的到处就是跑进来了
So be careful.
所以要非常的小心
So you see here that being a Christian isacting is being saved, your salvation.
所以作为一个基督徒就是要能够得到这个救恩接受这个救恩。
Being a Christian is to be sanctified, to become holier.
成为一个基督徒就是要成圣。
And then finally, being a Christian is to serve the Lord.
然后最后成为一个基督徒就是要服侍。
Now, Jesus...Let me just say, Jesus gave us about 100, did you know this? Jesus gave us about 150 commandments in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里面，耶稣其实给我们大概有150个不同的教训教导。
You go through, he said a lot of things we should do.
你们如果往下看，一直看下去，你看到许许多多的事情都列出来了。
But the three, all 150 can go under three categories.
从这个大概150个教训当中，我们能够大概归纳成三个。
Your salvation, sanctification, and your service.
你的救恩，你的
Salvation, sanctification, and service.
你的成圣，还有你的服事。
And the third one is service. There's many things I can say here, but the primary commandment of Jesus is to go and make disciples, teaching them to obey my commandments.
而在这个最后讲到这个服事当中，最重要的点就是说，你们去使万民成作为我的门徒。
So remember, whatever you do in serving,
要记得。让我们所做的每一件事情都是在服侍神。
Maybe you sing in the choir.
也许你是在诗班里面唱诗。
And I really miss the Chinese choir. I miss the English choir. I miss the choir.
我实在是很想念我们以前这个中文以及英文的诗班。
Such beautiful music.
是非常非常优美的音乐。
And we heard a little bit of a choir today when our brother led worship.
我们今天也听到一些很优美的圣诗。
Maybe you serve as a deacon.
也许你是在服侍像就像一个那个执事一样的，
or a Sunday school teacher,
或者是在主日学的一个位老师。
Or maybe you help in cleaning or in serving the food.
也许你是做清洁的工作，也许你是做这个午餐的工作。
Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, you serve all the time.
父亲、母亲、祖父母、祖母都是常常在做这个服侍的工作。
Keep up the good work. Don't grow weary of doing good. Don't grow weary of doing good. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up.
我们就一直做这些好的善功，一直往前做，不要间断。
If Christ carried the cross, he can carry you.
如果耶稣能够的背负着十字架，他也能够背负着你。
But just remember, while you are serving, and this is the point, remember while you are serving.
这是要记住一点，就是为什么我们要服事。
Be sure to preach the gospel.
要很注意，我们就是要传这个福音。
Be sure to tell people the truth.
我们要告诉人们这个真理。
Now,In conclusion of my message today,
在我今天的讲道的中的结论是这样的。
There is one aspect of serving that Pastor Shen and I want to bring to your attention.
有一样服事，沈牧师和我都愿意告诉你们。
We want to begin a serving journey.
我们要开始有一个是服事的一个旅程。
And this journey is the journey of prayer.
这个服事的旅程就是祷告。
So for the next 40 days,
在未来的40天,
we're going to pray every night for 15 minutes.
我们在每一天的晚上有15分钟的时间一起来祷告。
I have a slide, and I want to show you this slide.
我有一个PowerPoint slide,
yeah, thank you.
让你们看一下。
And you can see the English and the Chinese together.
你可以看到有英文中文都在一起。
So these are the categories.
这就是所包含的一些内容。
And we see here that on day one, we have the church. Day two, Christian leaders. Day three, unreached peoples. Day seven, family and marriages. Day 14, education. Day 21, healthcare. Day 28, crime and violence.And day 36, arts and entertainment.
我们可以看到，就是从第一天开始，有一些例子，比如说讲到教会，讲到基督的工人，讲到未得之名，讲到家庭和婚姻，讲到教育，讲到医疗体系，讲到犯罪与暴力，还有艺术和娱乐，应该是戒。这个打错了。
So these are the major categories.
这是一些很重要、很主要的一些内容。
So each day we will be spending time.Praying about these categories.
所以每一天我们就花一些时间在这不同的项目当中，我们做一些祷告。
Yeah. For example, the next slide here.
在下一个 slide.
It shows you this is Monday tomorrow at 9:15. This is what we're going to do. We're going to read the first paragraph, And then we're going to read the scriptures.
这是我们的例子，就是从明天开始第一天的祷告，我们 有一些可以阅读的资料之后，我们有两段经文可以来阅读。
I will read in English and Pastor Chen will read in Chinese.
我会念英文，然后神牧师念中文。
And then, very simply, we will spend time praying wherever we are in our homes.
所以是非常简单，我们就是用花些时间，我们在家里，我们就来看这些经文。
For about the next 5 or 10 minutes, we will just be praying with one another, with our children, with our friends. You can get together with another family. It's up to you.
然后其余的5到10分钟，我们就可以一起来祷告，和我们的家里，和我们家里的人、孩子们等等，你们都可以决定怎么做。
You can take your telephone and call a friend, and you can just you can read this on the screen, and you can pray with them. However you want to do it.
你甚至可以打电话给你的朋友，然后在电话当中就念这些经文，不管你怎么做。
And then at 9:30, we will close in prayer, either Pastor Chen or myself or some other leader.
然后到9:30的时候，我们就做结束的祷告，或者是汤牧师或者沈牧师做结束祷告。
And that's it.
就是这样。
And then, if you want to spend more time praying after that, you feel free to continue.
如果之后你还要想要继续祷告，你就继续祷告。
And this is the way we can serve our God.
这就是我们能够服侍神的一个方式。
You remember what I said before at the beginning of the service? God did not come. Jesus does not want us to complain. He wants us to pray and to love.
我们在开始的时候讲到说，耶稣他不要我们抱怨，他要我们真的是祷告。
If you have frustrations, if you have discouragement, if you have fears, don't tell those to God, and He will help you.
你有很多烦躁的事情，你有很多心里不平的事情，就告诉耶稣。
Okay, you can close the slides.
可以把这个 slide 关了。
Moses prayed and fasted for 40 days.
摩西他40天禁食祷告。
When he got the Ten Commandments,
然后他神就给他这个十诫。
He went into the mountain.
他到山上。
Daniel prayed for 21 days.
但以理他祷告了21天。
Seeking God's will.
他寻求神的旨意。
And Jesus prayed for and fasted for 40 days.
耶稣他也是40天的禁食祷告。
Remember, following Jesus is being like Jesus.
记得跟随耶稣就是要学得像耶稣。
Let's serve Him this week in prayer.
让我们在这个信息当中，我们服侍他，用祷告来服侍。
And watch.The miracles of Jesus happen.
然后我们可以看到耶稣他所行的神迹。
Not for our benefit.
不是为了我们自己。
But for His benefit.
是为了他。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father in heaven.
天父。
Thank you so much for our time together.
感谢你让我们有时间聚在一起。
Your word is lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
你的话是脚前的灯，是路上的光。
Thank you that we can be together and study it.
感谢主，让我们能够在一起，能够学习你的话语。
Let's not be just a hearer of the word, but let's be a doer of the word.
让我们不只是听到这个道，而且我们能够行道。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.心系渴慕你主，要紧紧随你。你恩典与慈爱永无止息，你心思直到永远。 我望我的身影，你奇妙生命，献上我的赞美。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。尽心的向你敬拜，我分科目你荣光，我完全相信你宝贵应许，我在你怀中安息。我只是认得你的恩典，直到我见你面。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。
唱三一颂哈。赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美神父神之神灵。